Dawson Street.
You're waking up with regular morning zombies, Holly and Nira.
94.5 Virgin Radio.
Yes, it's Halloween, also known as Hallow's Eve. We have a very special guest in the studio to talk to us about how the portal is actually technically open today. Patricia, metaphysical practitioner, tarot reader, clairvoyant, and spiritualist medium.
Yes, and she's a friend of our show. We've had Patricia in many times. Patricia, did you know we were going to call you back for Halloween?
I sensed it.
I knew it, yeah, Patricia.
Right?
Yes. Okay, get right close to that mic. Well, thank you so much for waking up and coming in studio with us this morning. Readingsbypatricia.com. Now, it is Halloween, and Nira gets very excited around this time of the year, Patricia, because the portal is open. Mm-hmm. Is this true?
This is true. Yes.
And Tell us what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's just the veil is thinning.
Wow.
I guess that's one way of explaining it.
Wow.
It's probably, maybe astrologically too, a time where the connections between the fairies, the spirit worlds, the energy beings that, you know, are positive, there are some negative as well, are able to get through far easier now than before.
So would you say that today could be one of those days where you may have feelings and you're not sure what they are? You might feel like some kind of a pulling mechanism, but you're not sure where it's coming from. Could it be that someone's trying to send you a message from the other side?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. When it comes to a message from the other side, how are they delivered to us mere mortals?
Yeah, it's usually through sleep, through the mechanism of sleep.
Okay.
And that is probably the most user-friendly method.
User-friendly.
Because you're totally relaxed, you're in the subconscious, and you're better able to receive these messages.
Okay.
We have Patricia with us, a spiritualistic medium, in many other parts of your title as well. But the reason we wanted to call you in today is because, you know, like you said, the veil is thinning. Today is Halloween. People are going to be out there. Where, how, what? If you feel that someone out there does want to send you a message, what besides sleep is a good way to invite the white light?
A safe way.
A safe way.
The best way is through meditation, which is prayer. And that is connecting with the divine source, the divine intelligence. And call on the helpers from the other side that do serve the light realms, the realms of light. I heard you mention the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Which is a favorite of mine as well.
Yes.
So thinking about the deceased person in a loving way, sending light and love to that person is probably the safest way to connect. Some people use pictures, photos. Others do it visually.
Hmm.
You know, favorite songs, play those, you know, an article of clothing, a piece of jewelry. Through psychometry, you can connect very quickly as well.
There's a lot of people who love watching horror movies, like myself, scary movies, suspense, thrillers. In these movies, there is so much talk of ghosts and spirits and, you know, is there a level of accuracy in what we're seeing in these movies and what's actually happening in real life?
Mm-hmm. There are two movies that come to mind that accurately depicted what goes on when a person passes. I know, when a person passes away.
Yeah.
One was the old movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Okay.
Oh my.
That was very close to reality. And the other one is The Lovely Bones with Rona.
Oh, The Lovely Bones.
Saoirse Ronan.
Oh my gosh.
And Mark Wahlberg and Rachel White's.
Yeah.
Those are two that really come to mind. The other thing is the series Ghost Whisperers, which was co-written by James von Prague. Foremost psychic.
Yeah.
And I would say that much of that was based on his own experience.
Okay, so Ghost, The Lovely Bones. Mm-hmm. Which will make you bawl your eyes
ghost
out as
whispers.
Well. And the Ghost Whisperers.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what if when you today, you take a moment and you do some meditating and you are going to try, because the veil is so thin, the portal is open, mm-hmm. you are going to try to contact somebody on the other side. What if while you're doing it, something feels bad and you're getting like an energy of like, this is not, I'm getting a bit creeped out or something.
This ain't right.
Can you just quit Or
you can.
You can.
Yeah.
You just
call on the white light, Michael the Archangel, the forces of light.
Okay.
And just encase yourself in a globe or a sphere of light.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other one is, visualize that you're in a shower and instead of water, there are white shards of light coming in. And then just look down, watch the drain push all the negative energies down and then ask for life-giving forces to come back to sort of re-energize you.
Okay.
And protect you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I also heard salt. Salt is really good too.
Yes.
Yeah, rub yourself with some salt and take a shower with white light.
Yes.
According to the show Supernatural.
Supernatural is another one.
Thank you. How accurate is the show Supernatural? Because Neera is a massive fan of these Winchester brothers. I've never seen the show proudly, but she's obsessed.
I think it's close. The few that I've seen do tend to depict the accuracy of energies coming through.
Wow.
Definitely.
Salt. And filmed in Vancouver. No,
and filmed
in
Vancouver.
That is cool.
It ran for 15 seasons. I'm currently on season 7.
I love it. We have Patricia in here with us this morning. She is a tarot card reader, a clairvoyant, a spiritualist medium. She can do it all. And we want to take a break and then come back and ask you about something that freaks us both out. But people love it.
People love it, and it's got huge popularity all over again, but it can be very scary, and everybody needs to learn more about it.
Talking about the...
Yeah.
Do we say it?
I don't know.
The Ouija board.
The Ouija board.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Okay, take a breath. We'll be back.
Holly and Neera.
It's a monster bash every morning. You're waking up with our resident evil ghouls, Holly and Neera.
It's Halloween. Hallow's Eve. The portal is open, according to psychic medium Patricia. She's in with us in-house, in studio, in person, right now.
You can find out all about her. Readingsbypatricia.com. She has been doing this for a mere 40 years. Is that correct, Patricia?
Correct. Maybe
so
more.
So you know what you're talking about. You know what you're doing.
I hope so.
And you actually, it's in your bloodline.
Many generations.
Oh, really?
The psychic ability
goes way back.
It goes back. So we've seen Patricia a few times, and there are things that Patricia has told me, and they have come true. I'm just saying. So if you are interested, like you said, readingsbypatricia.com if you want to check her out. One of the biggest, hottest things that happen around this time of year, no surprise, Patricia, the Ouija board. When we say Ouija board or Ouija board, what kind of feelings does it give you?
Well, it's interesting because I just saw an ad saying the deadliest game in town.
Ooh.
Now, the thing that surprises me is that, we see Amazon is plastering, record numbers of sales.
Mm-hmm.
Michaels has Ouija boards, Walmart.
Yes, everywhere.
Everywhere, and you wonder what people are thinking. There's just a lot of precaution about using it. I'm not a fan. I've never advocated. I see more danger than anything.
Okay, you're hearing a psychic say it herself.
Yes.
Is it kind of like these DIY, facelift kits? Is it like a leave it to the professional situation, Patricia, when it comes to the Ouija board? Is that what it is? Is it in the wrong hands? Is it that the common person doesn't know how to properly use it or do it or stop it? Or what is it?
It's a lack of knowledge of what you're doing. It's like having a party, keeping the doors open, inviting anybody in.
So, remember those kinds of parties back in the day? Exactly. They never ended well.
No, they didn't.
All right. So let's say it's already a done deal. People have already decided this is what they're doing tonight. What advice can you give them for sure to have in a situation if this is what they've chosen to do?
If this is what they've chosen, it's best not to do it in your own home.
That's what I always said.
Oh. It's number one.
You never do it in your
also,
home.
Also, not ever do it alone.
Okay.
These are real rules, guys.
Yeah.
You never do it by yourself. You never do it in your own house because if you invite something, it may then stay and linger
stay
in your home forever.
It can glom on you. And you'll be walking around with dark energy.
Oh, Lord.
Does the Ouija board ever conjure up white light, or is it always dark?
This goes way back, 1891, when, it was developed by Hasbro, I think, as a toy, a talking board, a spirit board, where people want to connect with the other side, the unseen world. And unfortunately, seldom do experts like myself, psychic mediums, attend these things because they opt to seances as opposed to that. Mm. Now, what I do is I connect people with their dearly departed loved ones in a one-on-one session, which is different. It's protected. It's closed.
You're a professional.
Yes, that's different. The outcome will be positive. But when you're dabbling with a board, you know, and you don't know what you're doing, anything can happen. As a matter of fact, The Exorcist was based on a true story about a 13-year-old Italian boy who played with the Ouija board. He invited a dark energy, and you know, the rest is history. You know,
there's
the story.
An updated version of that now too. It's the movie, it's on Netflix, it's called Veronica. And it's subtitles. You probably would need it because I believe it's in Spanish. But same thing happened. Ouija board, wanted to connect with a loved one. Things went awry. That movie scared the out of me. Yeah. Like, seriously, still to this day, the detectives, caseworkers, everyone say it was one of the most scariest crime scene investigations they've ever worked on because it was a complete mystery.
That's right.
Of what happened. Veronica.
Okay.
Wow.
So don't do the Ouija board alone tonight. Don't do it in your own
house.
Just
don't do it, I would say. I know okay. I know you have that inside of you. You're curious, but the curiosity is not worth it. I remember playing when I was a kid, but it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's too scary. You shouldn't even, don't even try.
But do be open today because the portal is open. The veil is very thin between us and the other side.
Exactly.
And it can be really cool.
It can.
And Patricia, there's one thing that you always kind of tell us to do. Lots of candles.
Yes.
Because candles is a symbolism of white light, good spirits, good energy, correct?
Sure.
Yes.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay, her website is readingsbypatricia.com. We love having you in, and we could have you here for a month.
Yeah.
Would you like to stay?
Love to. Yes. I'll sleep here if I have to.
And happy Halloween tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So happy Halloween.
Thank you.